Telc English, B2, Mock Examination, Listening Comprehension, Part 1. You will hear 5 news items. You will hear each item only once. Decide which headline, A to F, goes with each news item. Mark your answers on the answer sheet. Now you will have 45 seconds to read the headlines.
Welcome to News of the Week. This is Josh Landon and Sheila Carey with the top stories.
Number 41.
A young man saved a 2-year-old girl early Sunday morning when he caught the child as she fell from a 3rd-floor window of an apartment complex in Richmond. Witnesses said the little girl was playing by the open window when she lost her balance and fell headfirst towards the asphalt below. The young man, whose identity is not known, saw the danger the child was in and jumped out of his car just in time to cushion the fall. Moments later, the child's mother was by her daughter's side and a bystander called emergency medical services. The rescuer disappeared without leaving his name or waiting for the ambulance to arrive. The girl was taken to the hospital for a health check. She did not have any injuries apart from a few scratches and bruises.
Number 42.
Dramatic rescues are happening throughout the Dayton area after an unexpectedly serious tornado hit the night before. According to the National Weather Service, the tornado had winds of up to 170 miles per hour and a damage path of more than 20 miles. While search and rescue teams are working around the clock to bring victims to safety and clean up debris, ordinary citizens are also going out of their way to help. Dayton Mayor Steve Klein says, "There's been an amazing demonstration of support, which shows the true character of the people around here. It is very heartwarming to see how the community has pulled together. People are helping with manpower, money, and resources. We want to rebuild our community and get back on our feet as quickly as possible," Klein says. "Many people have lost their homes, but they are determined not to lose their future as well."
Number 43.
A mystery thief who stole 2 bags of chocolate chip cookies from a Boston supermarket last month secretly returned to the scene of the crime and left behind 2 brand new bags of cookies along with a handwritten apology note. The note writer explained that he had never stolen anything before, but thought it would be an exciting, once-in-a-lifetime experience. In the note, the man also says that just a few hours after taking the cookies, he lost a $100 bill, and bad luck started following him. The note ended with a sad smiley and the words, "from a bad guy." Hoping to get rid of the guilt and create some good karma in his life, he decided to return the cookies. The supermarket manager, Madeline Burns, says she found the cookies and the note on Monday night while checking the doors at closing time. She was so moved by the thief's apology that she immediately forgave him.
Number 44.
Reports of bear sightings in residential areas have been on the rise in the past few months. A Colorado homeowner got the surprise of her life last weekend when she found a black bear sleeping in her garage. The bear had apparently discovered a large bag of dog food in the garage and decided to make it its lunch before falling asleep. Local wildlife officials were called to remove the 300-pound animal, which was still snoozing when they arrived. They tranquilized it for safe transportation and released it into the wild. Wildlife officer Timothy Aldrich says that black bears are becoming increasingly common in many parts of the country as the bear population continues to grow. Since they have an excellent sense of smell, he advises never to leave food in a car or garage. Bears that have become used to getting food from residential areas are likely to return to those places.
Number 45.
A Chicago woman has taken legal action against a film company for an injury she suffered in a fall caused by a scary poster. The woman says she was on her way to a subway station in downtown Chicago when she saw an ad for a horror movie. The ad featured a picture of a scary-looking figure peering into a car window. The woman claimed that the image was so frightening that it made her fall down some stairs, resulting in serious head and leg injuries. The ad also led to her having such severe nightmares that she needed to seek psychological help. At a first hearing in Chicago, the judge showed little sympathy for the woman. According to the Chicago Globe, he said that lawsuits based on scary things are a slippery slope. While the judge has not yet made a final decision, he has indicated that he will probably dismiss the case. Should that happen, the woman will have to cover all legal and medical costs herself.
And that was the news for this week.
Now you'll have half a minute to check your answers. End of Listening Comprehension Part 1.